We'll see a mix of clouds and sun today, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later in the day, and same thing tomorrow before a mostly sunny weekend. Highs will be around 90 over the weekend, 80s today and tomorrow. 33 more COVID-19 cases are reported in the Quad Cities, 12 of the new cases in Rock Island County, 21 in Scott County. Regionally, another 58 cases are reported, 20 on the Illinois side of the river, 58 on the Iowa side. Iowa's reporting another 278 cases over the past 24 hours. The percentage of those testing positive is up to 6.4. In Illinois, the percentage dropped to 2.3. The state reports 724 new cases. An infectious disease specialist at University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics says COVID-19 case numbers are meaningless unless they're put into context. Michelle O'Neill explains.
Dr. Jorge Salinas is hospital epidemiologist for University of Iowa Healthcare in Iowa City. Salinas says to understand COVID-19, look at more than one statistic.
They may be displayed differently and may convey a different message, so it's better to look at things from different angles. So, yes, I agree that case counts, especially cumulative case counts, will only go up.
The data he tracks include daily reports of new positive tests.
So the new cases per population, the rate of accumulation of new cases is going up. So there is no doubt that there is more transmission occurring in eastern Iowa.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.
It's now official. There will be no minor league baseball this summer. Yesterday, minor league baseball blamed major league baseball, saying it decided not to send players to its minor league affiliates following its decision to suspend the agreement between the two organizations. According to the Quad Cities River Bandits, the team and all others in the minor league are now on hiatus. In a press release, the team says, quote, it looks forward to developing opportunities to bring joy and excitement to modern Woodman Park at the appropriate time later this year. Casinos and video gambling operations are reopening today in Illinois. Bill Wheelhouse reports.
The reopening comes 3.5 months after the coronavirus forced their closure. The casinos are supposed to enforce social distancing and require customers and workers to wear face coverings. Businesses with video gambling terminals must also provide at least 6 feet of space between machines or use tall barriers. Governor J.B. Pritzker encourages the facilities and patrons to be careful.
The number one driving factor is people should not get sick while doing those activities.
And on the eve of their opening, the governor signed a new law that removes some extra taxes on a proposed casino in Chicago, a move some believe will help that long-awaited project finally happen. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
A district judge in Johnson County has blocked Iowa's new mandatory 24-hour abortion waiting period from being enforced, Katerina Sestarek reports.
Governor Kim Reynolds signed the bill into law Monday, and a district court judge stepped in Tuesday to stop it from going into effect on Wednesday. The law would require Iowans seeking an abortion to attend an additional appointment at least 24 hours before terminating their pregnancy. It won't be enforced while a legal challenge by Planned Parenthood and the ACLU of Iowa plays out. The Iowa Supreme Court struck down a 72-hour abortion waiting period in 2018, ruling it unconstitutional. Planned Parenthood argues that means the court must also find the 24-hour waiting period unconstitutional. Some Republican lawmakers said they hope this lawsuit leads to a new abortion-related court precedent in Iowa that would open the door to more abortion restrictions. I'm Katerina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.
An SUV carrying Governor Reynolds bumped into a Black Lives Matter protester who was trying to block her vehicle as she was leaving an event in northern Iowa. The Iowa State Patrol confirmed the SUV hit the man, who was among about 24 Black Lives Matter protesters outside of an event at a small meat processor in Ackley. The man told the Des Moines Register he wasn't hurt, but he was shocked and said he thought it was intentional. The State Patrol blamed him for making contact with the vehicle. I'm Jay Pierce.